Along with Barbara Deeb, I'm Natalie Turner for WKU Public Radio. President Donald Trump announced just days before last week's election that he plans to end birthright citizenship with an executive order. The president's announcement was widely criticized by legal scholars who say the Constitution can't be changed by an executive order. Keenan Mukanovich is a Bowling Green entrepreneur, author, Western Kentucky University student, and birthright citizen. His parents came to the United States from Bosnia in the mid-90s to escape genocide in the Balkans. Mukanovich says he didn't take the president's threat at face value.
I already knew that it wouldn't be good for someone like me. Honestly, I really think this was a political strategy. I really think that Donald Trump was well aware that this was not constitutional, but he did it to rile up his base.
Do you think this kind of rhetoric has an effect on the community, and does it change your view of America as the land of the free?
Yeah, you know, despite whoever the president is, I still believe America is the greatest country ever. I mean, because I've been in Europe, I've been to my mother's country, mother's land, and so my father as well, Bosnia, and I visit around those countries, and there's no freedom that exists like here in America. This type of rhetoric, it's pretty offensive. At the end of the day, it really does offend these families, and you know, it makes them feel like they don't belong. You know, what my family's been through, I really think that this doesn't compare to that. I mean, my family survived genocide. They've been through that, so I'm pretty sure, you know, that they're strong enough to fight through whatever is coming their way.
What kinds of things have people been telling you when you talk to other immigrant families in a multicultural community like Bowling Green?
Here locally, it does rile up those, you know, people who are, you know, far left or far right, and it kind of draws that, you know, the hint of racism. And so I think that Bowling Green has adapted to that.
But it seems like both parties, pretty much everyone, the one thing they can agree on is that immigration needs to be reformed.
Yes.
Whether one way or the other. So what kinds of things do you think could help the situation for both immigrants and non-immigrants in America?
It's pretty ridiculous, you know, the amount of time it takes to go through this process. And I think that's what a lot of people struggle with. It's not the fact that people are getting here illegally. It's the fact that they can't, that it's taken so long for them to become United States citizens, to integrate into the system and become Americans. I think it poses that difficulty. They make it so difficult and lengthen that process as long as they can. You know, I think we all get caught up in looking at it from just our own perspectives without having, you know, going out and looking at it from a different point of view.
What do you think people miss about the discussion on immigration?
Everyone's really concerned about what Donald Trump will do, because it gets scary sometimes. But, you know, it's important to realize that Donald Trump is in the political arena, and he's playing a strategy and a political strategy. So I try not to take a lot of things to heart what he says, because he really has a way of saying things that can really trigger you. And so, but it's important to realize that we have a system here in America that, you know, it's to protect the people. The system is made for the people of this country, and it's not made for that 1%. We have the power to vote, and we have the power to put people in power. Being stronger, you know, as a community and embracing our diversity, I think we just have to be patient and then be active.
We've been speaking with Keenan Mukanovich, WKU student, entrepreneur, and birthright citizen on issues of immigration. For WKU Public Radio, I'm Natalie Turner.